Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. This is To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mehdi. It's great to have all of you here, and today we want to talk about a character who not only influenced Muslims across the world, but influenced many non-Muslims as well. This great personality is the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. Imam Ali alayhi salam was brought up under the care of the Holy Prophet Muhammad when he was just a small child. And so in this manner, the foundation of the moral and spiritual education of this magnificently intelligent child was based by the Prophet of Islam himself, the greatest educator of all mankind. Imam Ali's mental faculties were to an extent that he believed in the Holy Prophet and his mission at the tender age of 8. Therefore, Imam Ali, contrary to the other companions of the Holy Prophet, had never worshipped idols and never partook in the unreasonable demands, the oppressive actions, or the unjust acts of the Arab chieftains. Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio. The program's To My Brother, and we're discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali, the son of Abu Talib, alayhi salam. So what a beautiful persona it is indeed, and what an honor it is to be speaking about this persona and to be listening about this persona, the persona of Amir al-Mu'mineen, the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam. So when we're talking about Imam Ali alayhi salam, there's a very interesting and profound event which occurs in the life of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And so, you know, some while back, we had the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Now, after Imam Ali alayhi salam was hit upon the head with the poisoned sword, they took His Eminence to his house. And over there, eventually, they brought Ibn Muljim, who was the individual who had struck Imam Ali alayhi salam on the head. And so people were hitting Ibn Muljim, they were cursing at him, they were even spitting on him. And it is related that some people were even biting him because of this atrocious crime that he had committed, a crime which was completely shocking and terrifying. How is it possible that an individual can have so much hatred and anger and greed and jealousy and all these negative vices that would lead an individual to killing, you know, the divinely appointed Imam, this most pure and infallible and beautiful individual, Imam Ali alayhi salam. So when they brought him to Amir al-Mu'mineen, the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam said that don't do these things to him. You know, don't hit him like this. Don't curse at him. Don't slander him. Don't spit on him. He has the respect of a human being. So as a human being, even though he has committed a crime, there is a basic level of respect and honor that the individual has, even though they have committed a crime. But then after that, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he says, you know, strike this individual as he has struck me, with one strike, you know. Don't mutilate his body, don't, you know, chop him up to pieces, etc. He gave me one strike, you two, you know, who are the executors of this, you know, crime and the judgment, etc. You give also one strike. And so what an amazing thing that we learn here. You know, sometimes out of anger and, I guess, you know, pure rage and hatred, we end up going out of bounds of Islam. We end up trying to take revenge, or, you know, we end up exceeding the limits. And so Imam Ali alayhi salam here, he teaches us, no, that whether we are angry or we are happy, whether we are sad or we are cheerful, everything should be within the confines of Islam, because Islam is the perfect way and it is the middle way. A very thought-provoking lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: قرنت الهيبة بالخيبة، والحياء بالحرمان، والفرصة تمر مر السحاب، فانتهزوا فرص الخير.
Imam Ali, peace be upon him, said, "The consequence of fear is disappointment, and of bashfulness is frustration. Opportunity passes away like the cloud. Therefore, make use of good opportunities."
Now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
There are actually five different situations where Ali challenged people by saying, "Saluni, saluni, ask me before you lose me." In one, he says something very amazing. He says, "Ayyuhan nas," and this was probably declared in Basra, where he says, "Saluni, saluni, qabla an tafqiduni. فَعَنَا بِطُرُقِ السَّمَاءِ أَعْلَمُ مِنِّي بِطُرُقِ الْعَرْضِ." Ask me whatever you want, because I am more familiar with the path and the highways of the heavens than the earth. This is where we see the, you know, the irony as far as the Muslims are concerned, that a person stood up. Ali is saying, "Ask me whatever you want. I know the ways of the heavens and the skies better than the ways of the earth." A fellow stands up. This is the father of Umar ibn Sa'd. "أخبرني كم في رأسي ولحيتي من طاقتي شعري." He says, "Ali, tell me how many strands of hair are there on my head and my beard." Is this what you want to know from Ali? Amir al-Mu'minin was very disappointed. He says, "But Rasulullah told me about you. Rasulullah told me that you will ask this question. And let me let you know, you don't have to know the number of the strands of the hair on your head and the beard, but you should know there is one malak sitting on each one of them and doing la'nat on you. And from your offspring will be one who is going to kill my son Hussein." And this is the tragedy of the Muslim in a world. The Arab world has a large non-Muslim, population in Egypt as well as Lebanon. One of the famous Christian poets of this time, Khalil Gibran Khalil, made a comment in the preface that he wrote for a book about Amir al-Mu'mineen written by his friend. But he says, when I study the life of Ali, I actually have a big complaint with the Creator. That of God, oh God, if you wanted to create a person like Ali, why did you send him at a time when people could not appreciate him?
At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Aminullah along with its English translations. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma fastajib du'ayi واقبل ثناي واجمع بيني وبين أوليائك بحق محمد.
O Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my Master and my Lord. Welcome my friends, keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the fully, rendered contemptible. Verily, thou art able to do all things.
تمام ارزش ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.